Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm Blake. Welcome to the 4P Short Breaks Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio. We have lots of great music and interesting chats before we have to give Vectors Radio back to the adults at 6pm. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Mondays we can expect sunny intervals and moderate breeze, highs 20, lows of 11. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and moderate breeze, highs 21, lows of 13. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 21, lows of 14. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 22, lows of 15. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, new census data shows the number of over 65s living on the Isle of Wight has increased by a quarter in 10 years, while the number of children under 15 has fallen by 6.3% over that time. The Office for National Statistics, or ONS, has published its latest set of figures showing how the population has changed from 2011 to 2021. On the Isle of Wight, the population size has increased by 1.5% over 10 years. It stood at around 138,300 in 2011 and has now grown to 140,400 as of 2021. That figure is lower than the increase for South East, with a growth of 75%. According to the ONS, females 72,400 outweigh males 68,100 on the island. There are now roughly 64,800 households on the island, up by 6.1% 10 years ago. As of 2021, the island is the 24th least densely populated region in the southeast. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight Conservative MP Bob Seeley has joined a campaign to ban bottom trawling, a highly destructive form of fishing that involves dragging weighted nets across the seabed. Mr. Seeley said a ban on bottom trawling would be good for small fishing communities and would protect fragile marine ecosystems. Speaking during a Westminster Hall debate yesterday this week, Seeley said, "I think there would be very strong support on the Isle of Wight for a ban on bottom trawling in all MPAs or marine protected areas." He said a ban combined with a marine reserve, such as the one in Lyme Bay, where fishing and other activities is allowed, as long as none are damaging to the seabed or to nature conservation, would be very good news for the island. Finally, Isle of Wight households will be faced with an energy price hike of around £800 this coming winter, in some cases pushing the annual bill up to nearly £4,000, warns the local Footprint Trust charity. Households are being urged to think ahead and to cut their wasteful actions this summer to save the pennies for the winter months. Ray Harrington Vale of the Footprint Trust says, "Obviously, we would suggest that luxury appliances such as hot tubs are turned off, and that tumble dryers are only used if natural drying is not possible. Cutting back on takeaways, haircuts, and making clothing last another season are all good tips to save money." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel.
This is James with the Theatre Guide for this month.
At Medina Theatre we have Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra on Saturday 9th of July, Miss Asian Queen Isle of Wight on Saturday 23rd of July, Roy Chubby Brown on Saturday 30th of July. At Shanklin Theatre we have Beyond the West End 2022 every Thursday in July. Theatre Train presents The Little Mermaid Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of July, The Wall of Floyd Friday 15th of July, Hello Again, a tribute to Neil Diamond, Saturday 16th of July, Into the Woods Musical, Tuesday 26th and Wednesday 27th of July, The History of Rock, Friday 29th July, Jack Up Events presents The Music of Northern Soul Live on Saturday the 30th of July. For more information, including showtimes and ticket prices, make sure to check the theatre websites.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Peter Kay, who's a comedian, Naomi Ball, who's a reality star, and Olivia Kay, who's a pop singer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Connor from Vectis Radio, and here is Cheese on Toast. Toast your toast in the toaster, put the butter and cheese on one side of the toast, add your preferred topping, and personally, I like the cheese topping. Toast your toast in the toaster, add your preferred topping, I like the cheese topping. Toast your toast in the toaster, add your preferred topping.
Toast your toast in the toaster.
Hello, I'm Connor from Vectis Radio, and here is Cheese on Toast. Toast your toast in the toaster.
Hello, this is Blake, and these are some words of wisdom from children. Never trust a dog to watch your food.
Never allow your three-year-old brother in the same room as your school assignment. Never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time.
If you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse.
When you get a bad grade in school, show it to your mum when she's on the phone.
When your mum is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair.
Never tell your mum her diet's not working.
Don't pull your dad's finger when he tells you to.
In local news this week, the body which plans for South East's transport needs to boost the region's economy has published its investment strategy for the next 30 years, and it seems the Isle of Wight is unlikely to benefit from any of the £45 million earmarked for various transport initiatives. Transport for the South East's 126-page strategic investment plan has gone out to consultation, and the Isle of Wight appears just six times throughout the entire document, each time describing the current situation. There is no mention of the island at all in the Our Visions, Goals and Priorities section. By contrast, Brighton is mentioned 51 times, Southampton 56, and Portsmouth 31 times. Eastbourne, with its population of 103,000, compared to the island's 142,000, gets 58 mentions. Meanwhile, potentially life-saving defibrillators have been distributed to Coast Guard rescue teams across the country, including Bembridge, Ventnor and the Needles. The new investment means there is now extra life-saving capability at emergencies around the island's coastline, helping to fill some critical gaps to bring access to AEDs to remote locations. Nearly 500 AEDs are now available in Her Majesty's Coast Guard's emergency response and support vehicles, coastal officer and divisional commander vehicles across the country. Here on the island, the delivery of the AEDs couldn't have come sooner, as Bembridge CRT utilised the equipment within hours of it becoming part of the rescue vehicle's kit. Finally, Tamsin Alfwright has teased a possible new filming project on the Isle of Wight. Known for her role as Mel Owen in EastEnders until 2002 and for starring in New Tricks and Redcap, she posted pictures of the island's coast, including Gurnard, Cowes Esplanade and towards Thornest. Sharing a series of photos, including a selfie with actor and director Tom Child, she said, "Yesterday we went on a recce for a TV show idea." On Instagram, she said, "What a beautiful 38 hours on the Isle of Wight. It started as work, but blossomed into play. What a stunning place. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole."
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Peter Kay, who was born in 1973, who's 48. Naomi Ball, who was born in 1991, who's 30. And finally, Olivia Kay, who was born in 2003, who's 18 years old. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Pavement Egg Frying Day on Monday the 4th of July is the ideal time to have friends and family around to watch an egg cook on the pavement. Undoubtedly, all of us have witnessed it in action before. Someone breaks open an egg on the pavement to demonstrate how hot it is. When the eggs cook there in the sun, many of us will be astounded by this experiment. People have traditionally attempted to cook eggs on pavements during the summertime. This is the perfect way to give it a try and honour this well-known anecdote. Number 2. Tell the Truth Day on Thursday the 7th of July urges and encourages everyone to stop lying for the day and stick to telling the truth only. Although many individuals won't find that to be too challenging, it's expected that quite a few people will find spending the day telling the truth to be a very challenging undertaking. This day could not make you happy if you have a tendency to bend the truth, however. Therefore, the right time has come for people to become aware of the harm that lying can cause to relationships and society. And finally, Maths 2.0 Day on Friday the 8th of July honours the way maths and technology has come together to create the modern world. Most of the things we take for granted on a daily basis wouldn't exist if these two important concepts didn't function hand in hand with one another. We would be without the internet and computers, and even mobile phones wouldn't exist. You might, however, wish to take some time to honour this occasion if you are grateful for all of these things. This is the perfect day for architects, mathematicians, technicians, and maybe even you to exchange ideas. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I am Blake from Vectis Radio, and I am here with
Robin Munt, chair for the Isle of Wight NFU.
What does the NFU do then?
The NFU represents farmers. So we represent a large body of farmers on the island, all sorts of farmers, horticulture, arable, dairy, sheep. And we lobby government to effect change for policy so that we can make sure that our members are well represented and that farming policy is appropriate for the production of food, fuel and fibre.
How big is NFU?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. We have 147 members on the island. I've been in my role for 12 months now, so I'll be coming up for my anniversary of a year in February. And it's been a really fascinating 12 months. We're in a really interesting time for farmers at the moment. So we are, having left the EU following Brexit, we're in a period of massive transition for farmers, moving away from direct support payments under the Basic Payment Scheme, BPS. So we're moving over to a new domestic scheme where the government supports farmers for growing food and all for the great things that they do in the British countryside. And we're moving over to a policy of paying for what they call public goods, so which is a significant change.
It's very interesting. I'm glad to know that there's things out there that are trying to help farmers and all that, because I know it's probably quite difficult with Brexit and all that.
It's also been very challenging as well, because we've had avian influenza, which has put a lot of pressure on chicken farmers. Obviously, with the impact of the Ukraine on the price of fuel and grain outputs and fertiliser costs, and they've also shut down a fertiliser plant in the UK now as well, so we only have one in the country producing fertiliser. So the cost of a lot of things has gone up, drastically affected by the cost of of inputs. So farmers are having to think very carefully about how they use things and what they're going to use in order to grow the food that you find on your supermarket shelf. So at the show this year, we've got an exhibit of what's growing in my field boxes. So for each of the different things that you might see growing in fields around the Isle of Wight, we've got a picture of what that field will look like. And then we've got what the thing that's growing in it looks like. So we've got potatoes here. So we've got potatoes with the greenery on them that you'll see growing in the field, and some potatoes in the box. And then we've got those potatoes that you see growing on the Isle of Wight actually end up in McCoy's crisps.
Wow.
So just trying to get people to understand the connection between what they're seeing growing in the countryside around them and what you put in your supermarket trolley. So we've got examples for oilseed rape. We've got examples for wheat. So you've got your wheat turns into flour. We've got the barley, which is then turned into lager. So it's steep.
Yummy.
Yes, it's good, isn't it? Biscuits and all sorts. Also, got over here on the other side, we've also got grass that you will see growing everywhere. Sheep eat that. You get wool. It's one of the most sustainable materials that we have, which can be used for clothing, insulation. You might find it packaging for some delivered food products. And we've also got the some examples of the feedstock. So you might see maize and grass being grown around the Isle of Wight that goes into the AD plants on the island. So that's used to produce gas that is then turned into electric that powers homes.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that that was a thing, actually.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for spending time talking.
Very nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you too.
This is the gig guide for this week. On Monday is Acoustics Open Mic at the Key Arts at Newport at 7:30 p.m. Cow's Concert Band at Rhizestone Bandstand at 8 p.m. On Tuesday we have Legacy Unlimited at Ralston Bandstand in Shanklin at 8 p.m. On Wednesday we have Platform One Presents Strings Bar and Venue at 7:30 p.m. Open Mic Night at the Railway Inn at 8:30 p.m. Stand Down and Shanklin Military Band at Ralston Bandstand at 8 p.m. And on Thursday we have the School Choir Concert at the Trinity Theatre in Cows at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Beyond the West and at Shanklin Theatre at 8:15 p.m. Open Mic at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7 p.m. and Django Cafe All Stars at Moncton Arts at 7 p.m. And lastly, Vectis Brass at Ralston Bandstand at 8 p.m. I'm Connor from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is leucocholy. It is spelled L-E-U-C-O-C-H-O-L-Y. It is a noun which means a state of feeling that accompanies preoccupation with trivial and insipid diversions. However, it can also mean the opposite of melancholy. It can be used in the sentence, whenever leucocholy strikes, without a doubt, you will never be able to finish your to-do list. It originated from the 18th century from the Greek word leuko, which means light, followed by the suffix choly. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotil. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Bye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.